Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Happy Red Friday, all.
Yeah.
I feel 175 years old today. That's what I'm saying.
That sentence was very short, but I took like five different turns on it.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be, I feel 100. And then it's like, 100% worse. And then it was 175. It's like, 175% better. Nope, 175 years old.
I am back at the scene of the crime on Dana's microphone.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
So it's not good. Yeah. And I feel like I pinched a nerve in my back, like by walking yesterday. And that is still a problem. But, yeah. Happy Friday.
That's getting old is when
that is truly it.
Hurt yourself just doing things that you should be able to do. And it makes you feel like, why should I do anything?
Yes.
You know, when I don't hurt myself,
right?
Sitting on my couch doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But then eventually you'll get in your 60s and you'll hurt yourself getting up from the couch and be like, that's it. I'm not doing anything. I'm not moving.
So joy and sunshine and puppies and rainbows to everybody today. That's
hey,
where I'm coming
Friday,
from.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah. Logan, do you have your list ready today? Since you are participating in the list.
I've got it ready to go.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. I feel pretty good about my leftovers list.
Noon today.
We'll reveal today.
The list.
Leftovers. I don't like my list. I'll just tell you that.
Why not?
I don't know. I put way too much thought into it 10 minutes ago, and now I'm... I haven't even posted it into the chat, because I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm going to change it 15 times before we... actually get to it at noon.
I'm still workshopping mine. I think I'm always looking for an idea for the list that doesn't come up when we talk about it on the air.
Yeah.
I always feel like there's one or two that gets overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still kind of in search of that.
Weird one that you just put in there.
Or the brilliant one that didn't, that nobody thought of.
How did nobody think about this?
Right.
Of course. Yeah.
So that's what I'm looking for.
Leftover bat wings from Wuhan.
Yes. Yeah. Coming out some point today, I just sent you the KCFD fire station that is doing the parade this weekend for the little boy has updated that. And they've had such overwhelming response that there's a change in location for it.
So
we'll get to that.
Yeah, we can mention it several times during the show.
I think.
I want to mention it definitely at the end, because that's when we talked about it on Wednesday. And I couldn't speak anymore because I was crying. But there's a little boy named Tucker who's 3 years old, and he's on hospice, meaning the outlook is not very good. And his favorite thing in the world is trucks and construction trucks and just big and cool things, motorcycles, hot rods, all that stuff. And we talked about it on Wednesday and said they wanted to have a parade for him outside of his house. Well, the response to that, by the way, I got so many people who reached out to me on Facebook and Twitter and things I rarely even check, but just got a lot of DMs on it and emails asking for more information about that. And like you said, the response for people wanting to join this parade for Tucker was so overwhelming that they're having to move the parade.
Yeah. And if you want updates on this, follow them on Facebook. It's KFD Station 10. Mm-hmm. And what they said, this was last night, I guess they said, those planning to attend should head to the staging area now located in the northwest parking lot of Metro North Crossing at Berry Road and 169 Highway. That's the old Macy's parking lot. If you want the exact address, it's 470 Northwest Legacy Drive. Staging begins at 9:45. The parade will start promptly at 10:30. They have a whole list here. All motorcycles, hot rods, trucks, side-by-sides, dirt bikes, cruisers, fire trucks, police cars, dump trucks, monster trucks. Any other cool vehicle is more than welcome. And then they add, we will even have camels.
Yeah, camels.
And then they've got the route of the parade that's up on their Facebook page if you want to check it out. So,
yeah.
It's again, pretty cool.
What's the website again for people to go to?
It's KS. It's the Facebook page is KF. Talking is going to be hard today. KCFD Station 10.
KCFD
Station 10.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow.
I wish I had a truck.
Something cool. You drive.
I have a Tesla.
I was going to say, if you had the Cybertruck, that would be cooler.
Ugh. How about I just put wheels on a? Well, I guess dumpsters have wheels. How about I put an engine in a dumpster?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Who do we know that has something cool?
Rod has a truck
that you could decorate or something.
Yeah. It's probably already decorated inside. I'm trying to think. I don't know. Oh, Cody, my friend Cody has a truck. There.
There you go.
I'm going to make him go. I'm going to make him take me up there.
There
that's
you go.
Well, no, he works tomorrow. Shoot.
Well, take him to work.
Okay.
And then
I'll drive
pick him
his
up.
Truck to see yeah. Tucker. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That we go. I don't have, I drive an HRV. That's nothing. There's nothing cool about that. So my neighbor has a Corvette.
I have nothing. That might be good enough.
But I don't. It barely leaves his house. So I'm not sure. I need somebody with a motorcycle. That's what I want. I want to ride on the back of a motorcycle. That would be cool.
I have a moped that doesn't work.
Oh. Logan, you got anything?
Had a moped that got stolen from me in college. That's as close as I've gotten.
Nope, not helpful. Mm. Okay, well. Everybody anyway. Else show up because we're useless.
It's a beautiful thing, and I was when I saw this story, that story during the week. It's a very touching story,
mm-hmm.
And when we shared it on air, I was moved by how many people reached out wanting to also participate in it, and so it's fantastic. Good for you, Kansas City.
Yep, this will be a huge turnout, and it should be a gorgeous day for it. So very cool. Yeah. Okay, we start off then on not a great note. There was a story out of Fox 4. This is where problem solvers got involved about a concern about emergency response. It was a normal Saturday afternoon getting things done for Levi Wilson, saying, I was loading stuff into my SUV. As we were loading stuff up, I hear bang, 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 bang. I told my girlfriend to get inside, and then we saw an SUV pull up and people were screaming for help. A gunman fired into a vehicle and shot Allie Marshall, who was 17 weeks pregnant. Wilson said, we took off our shirts and we started to treat the wounds. Wilson called 911. And this is where it gets tricky. Dispatchers told him to get Marshall to the Sugar Creek Fire Station down the street. It was safer than an ambulance arriving on scene with a shooter on the loose. They said, we waited for the ambulance for a very long time. Let me point something out really quickly. That is an incredibly rare occurrence where a fire station would tell you, it is safer for you to load a patient into your car and bring them somewhere than for the ambulance to arrive and load the patient themselves. If nothing else, because you're concerned about keeping their neck. I mean, you can easily, if somebody's been, their neck has been injured and you move it the wrong way, that person's paralyzed. So so emergency medical personnel usually want to handle that kind of stuff on their own.
I know we have a lot of 911 dispatchers and emergency personnel that listen to the show. I was gobsmacked by that.
Yeah.
Like that part of the story. And by the way, if you were, we talked about this story, not this specifically, this angle of the story where they couldn't get an ambulance here, but we talked about this woman getting shot at Sugar Creek when it happened. It's insane that they were told, oh, put her in the car and drive to the fire station.
Like it's safer for you to drive through the gunfire than it is for us to drive through the gunfire.
I get it. Look, you know, I don't want anybody to get killed, but and you know, when we talked about how EMTs have to stay back from the scene of a shooting.
Right.
When police officers are shot. And that has led to some problems. And it's like, really, because the shooting happened, a guy shot her from a car.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't active shooting. But right. That was, nope, can't even have somebody go out. Like, if there's ever gunshots, are they not allowed to go out? Is that the rule?
I don't know. And I mean, if you have people that are struggling, who have been shot, that are bleeding out on the ground, they yeah. just don't get medical service until it's safe. There's no it's way crazy. To, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not saying we put bulletproof glass on ambulances, but I mean, can we do something?
Have them drive around in a bunch of Pope mobiles?
To protect ambulances? I mean, can we? Yeah. So they say they waited 15 minutes before the ambulance arrived. And they think the reason the ambulance took so long is because the quickest way to get into town has been closed for a year. There's a bridge that is the fastest way in and out. But apparently they can't use that bridge. It's the Kentucky Avenue Bridge over Mill Creek. It's been closed for a year. Road closed signs and concrete barriers stop a vehicle from going east to west. And so the shooting happens, and that's when Wilson went to the city council to explain the concerns. Sugar Creek tells Wilson they are not responsible for the bridge. The city of Independence is responsible for it. And so now it's a fight over who's going to do anything about it. So Fox 4 reaches out to Independent City Councilman John Perkins about the incident, the bridge, what the city is doing about it. He said their police department and fire department personnel fully understand the east-west problems with the bridges that are out, so they make those adjustments. And I don't even know what he means by that. Like, they understand that it's out, and so they go around it. And they know the faster way to go around it. Okay. But according to court documents, a private ambulance company responded to the call. That is American Medical Response, or AMR. And the reason I think it's in here is because a private ambulance company that's not a part of either city isn't going to know the bridge is closed, or if so, is not going to be as familiar with the area and know how to get around it. So Perkins in Independence said, basically blamed AMR and said, it's unfortunate. Maybe AMR can do a better job of training their folks to understand what bridges are out and what detours need to be done. AMR did not respond to Fox 4's questions about it. They're asking then, why didn't Independence fix the bridge sooner? And they said, we don't have the extensive amount of funding to do all the work that we needed to do. $3.5 million. Yeah, it's voters in Independence passed $55 million for infrastructure improvements. And that was back in April. And this week, the city council approved the first contract for that money. Why did that take 6 months?
Who knows?
Also, have fun doing bridge work in the winter.
Right. And hopefully nobody gets hurt doing it.
Right.
Because apparently we won't be able to get an ambulance to you at any point. There's so much going on here. The dispatcher told them to drive to the fire station. They drove to the fire station and then waited 15 minutes for an ambulance.
I don't get
to ride
that either. I don't
to
know.
To a fire
what.
Station?
Yeah.
Like, I know your mom worked at a fire station. When I worked at a fire station, EMTs were there. Like, or they were trained in medical services. You know, there was always somebody there. And it was like some, I don't know how big the one in Sugar Creek is or wherever. What would have been Independence? I don't even know where the fire station was located, but the one I was at was some rinky dink little one in Southern Illinois.
Yeah. To me, there's a gap in this story. And in fact, we also don't know how this turned out. We don't know how this woman.
Yeah. We still haven't gotten an update on her.
Yeah. How this ended. But to me, there's a gap in this story. It says Wilson called 911 and that's when they were told it was safer for them to get marshaled to the Sugar Creek Fire Station down the road than an ambulance arriving on scene with the shooter on the loose. There's a lot missing there because then it says we waited 15 minutes before the ambulance arrived. Well, right. What happened that the ambulance went on its own?
I guess it was the drive to a place where it's safer and then the ambulance will meet you there.
Maybe.
That's what I was interpreting it as.
Yeah.
And I don't at that point, just drive to the hospital. Right?
That's a good point. Is there another? That's a why not just drive? If there's a hospital that's closer, just drive to the hospital. Yeah.
And the reason you don't is because you assume, oh, an ambulance is going to meet us there. And then you show up and nobody's there.
Right.
Like, this is insane.
Okay.
And I mean, it's one of these things where I feel like I'm blaming the wrong people, but I don't understand how in good conscience somebody can say, hey, a pregnant woman was shot. And then the dispatcher goes, oh, just drive somewhere else and wait for an ambulance to come to you because we can't send an ambulance to that area. And then an ambulance doesn't show up for 15 minutes because they don't understand how the bridges work or and how to route it. It's just, it's insane.
Okay. So, yeah, let's talk about liability here for a second, and we can talk about this more after the break. So, yeah. Again, I wish I knew how this turned out for this woman, but I see grounds for a lawsuit in many directions. Because if nothing else, even if, and I hope this woman is fine, but a 15-minute delay in care is monumental. So many things can happen and so many things can go wrong in those 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, you could go after Independence for not getting that bridge fixed sooner. Why did it take 6 months? And their explanation for why it took so long was that, here it is. They said it's been a struggle to get contractors to bid on smaller projects like this bridge because the financial incentive is smaller than for bigger projects across the metro. They said they're using the bond money to bundle projects like two bridges for one contract, and that will help get more work done around town. Okay, so how did the bridge get to the point that it had to close, and right. why wasn't work being done on it before it suddenly had to close? Figure out a way to get the bridge done sooner. If you know the only way to get into an area is through this bridge, figure something out, something in that area, figure something else out. So do you go after the city of Independence because they didn't get the bridge fixed fast enough? Do you go after AMR because they didn't know the alternate route and Independence didn't tell us what it could be?
Yeah.
But you could look at a map for AMR to know here's the best way around it. Or do you go after whoever it was that said, meet us at this location? And whoever was responsible for it taking 15 minutes for the ambulance to arrive.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Who's more responsible for this absolute catastrophe that happened in Sugar Creek? Pregnant woman gets shot by a passing car. I need to dig up the stories. I know we talked about this. Wasn't it like it was just a guy like and they found like a bunch of shell casings or yeah. something? Or was that a different, totally different story?
I would have to look. Yeah,
I had to look. But anyway, a woman was randomly shot by somebody in another car. Somebody's trying to help her, calls 911. 911 goes, hey, drive to the fire department because we can't send an ambulance out there because, you know, there's an active shooter. They wait for 15 minutes for the ambulance to arrive. Who's more responsible for this? The reason I had to wait, because the bridge was out.
Okay, so the baby boy died. She was pregnant. The baby boy died. I've got an old version of the story. The bullet pierced the driver's side door, hitting Allie in the hip before going through her abdomen. She was 17 weeks pregnant. Oh my God. We can talk through a lot more of the details about this here.
Yeah, we'll talk more about this coming up. 913-586-7798. It's midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk about the story out of Sugar Creek. Just to remind you of how this happened in the first place. They said it was a random act of violence in Sugar Creek. Allie and Austin Marshall had just dropped off their one-year-old twins at a relative's home in Sugar Creek. This is Saturday, September 20th. They drove around the corner and heard three gunshots and then saw a gun aimed in their direction. They both looked to the left and the next one shot at them. The bullet pierced the driver's side door and hit Allie in the hip before going through her abdomen. She was 17 weeks pregnant. He grabbed the wheel. He put pressure on his wife's wound. They slowly made it to a ditch before Sugar Creek police arrived with a tourniquet. Neighbors around Kentucky Road and Sterling Avenue ran to help one who had EMT training. They said the officers chased the suspect as he tried to get away. They said they were left alone without the police department or anyone for safety, and they were very concerned at that point. Eventually, police caught the guy, Jermaine Hall. He is facing all kinds of charges now. Marshall flagged down a stranger who drove them to a nearby fire station. From there, Allie was taken to a hospital, spent 6 hours on the operating table. She was revived, but they lost the baby. So now questions are being raised about the response time and about this bridge that is out that kept them from getting to emergency help faster than they could have.
Yeah. It just, God, all those details. And it should be noted, not that anybody is really thinking this, but I know it might be in the back of people's minds. Like, what did they do? Like, what happened? Like, why, what, how did this shooting, they were literally dropping their, they just dropped their child off, their one-year-old off at daycare, and were driving away, and this guy, Jermaine Hall, just shot him.
Yeah.
Like, just for no reason. And there's, like, no indication of exactly what happened before that. Even, not that anything matters. I don't care if you cut him off. I don't care if you, you know, sped around him. I don't care if you almost hit him. He's crossing the street. Doesn't matter. By all indications, he was just a nutcase who had a gun and fired it into a car, hit a pregnant woman, ended up killing her baby. And I that's a whole other argument to have, but who is more outside of the shooter?
Right.
Who needs to be held responsible? Needs to be held accountable for this, because this is an absolute travesty on every single level. Like, it just gets worse. The more details you add to the story, the worse it gets. It's like, well, and then the cops left her there without, because they needed to go chase the subject. They didn't call anybody else. They didn't call 911. Or the EMS didn't come out. They weren't immediately calling people to the scene to help this woman.
Yeah, I don't have a Google map in front of me to know exactly what the best way around this bridge is. But this bridge is really the subject of contention. This is the Kentucky Avenue Bridge over Mill Creek, which has been closed for a year. And so, and there are concrete barriers up. It's not the kind of thing that you can just drive around the barriers or anything. There's concrete barriers up. You can't get through it. Bridge is closed. And so there are questions about who's responsible for this bridge not being fixed yet. In April, voters approved the money to get this bridge fixed. It is currently October, and it looks like they just now are getting to the contract being awarded to get it fixed. There was a question of who owns the bridge, who's responsible for it. First, they thought it was Sugar Creek. It turns out it's Independence. So Fox 4 went to Independence and said, hey, what are you doing? And they said, because it's a smaller money, you know, it's a smaller bridge, it's not a bigger project, it's hard to get bidders to bid on getting that work done. And you have to have someone willing to do the work. So then it goes back to AMR, which was the private ambulance company that responded. And I don't know how that works when you call 911, how you decide which ambulance service responds. But for sure, any emergency responder who, you know, has a certain area that they respond to should know, here are the, you know, here are the problems we're going to hit. You know, if we have a rig that's over 12 feet, don't go under the Independence Avenue Bridge. I mean, they should know what all those obstacles are. I'm going to say again, 15 minutes is a very, very long time for anyone to wait for help, especially when you're bleeding out. I mean, they're using their shirts as yeah. tourniquets to try to stop the bleeding. The 17-year-old baby died, or excuse me, 17-month-old baby died.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
which
laugh,
is
but just
pretty young.
I have a 16-year-old baby.
Yeah, pretty yeah. young for viability anyway, right. But still, the 17-month-old could not be saved. The fact that the mother could be saved is pretty remarkable. You have a child who was lost here, and maybe that could have been prevented. And I feel like somebody needs to be held responsible for this.
Has to, because the absolute faith of these people, it has to be shattered.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't just say this one guy shooting, anything could happen. And who knows? Who knows? Maybe it wouldn't have mattered if he'd have shot her at the hospital. They might not have been able to save the baby. We will never know, because she didn't get an ambulance to her until probably, what, 20 minutes after the shooting? If it was 15 minutes from yeah. from the time they got to the parking lot of the fire department. The fire department, apparently, according to the text line, is two blocks away from where the shooting happened. Then she was 20 minutes of bleeding out, of trying to use tourniquets to stop the bleeding. I mean, you have a certain level of faith that your tax money is going to fund departments that, if you get shot, will do the responsible thing and make sure you get help. But apparently, that's too much to ask in Sugar Creek.
Quite frankly, especially because Independence voters approved the money to fix the bridge. So why wasn't there, you know, there are ways, and I don't know what the rules are, but there are ways that when it's critical, that companies can bypass the bidding process. I mean, you make it about emergency response. There are what do they call it, caveats that get you, loopholes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So that you can get this work done quickly, you know, up the incentives if you have to, offer more money if you have to, skip the bidding process, hire somebody that you know can do it. I don't like the excuse of it was hard to get bids because it's a smaller project.
Somebody on the text I said that that they're calling BS on that. I know a dozen contractors who would underbid just for the chance to land a city contract job.
Okay.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, like, that makes sense,
you don't, too. You typically have problems
right.
with getting city contracts because they're usually very lucrative.
Right.
And you know, and that's, you want to get in good with the city too, because they always have a lot of work.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I put many zeros on this lawsuit. I mean, you lost a life here.
And I know like the guy's been arrested, the shooter. Great. That is awful, but there's a problem where you can't account for insanity. You just can't. Like it crazy stuff happens. But the thing is that we like to believe in our society is that when crazy things happen, responsible people will pick up the slack.
Yeah.
And a crazy thing happened to these people and no one was there to help them other than this poor guy who put her in his car and drove her to the fire department.
Yeah.
So I don't know. 913-586-7798. If you have any comments on that, we can keep rolling on it. Other than that, you want to talk about how Kansas City is the sixth worst in the nation for bad drivers?
I do. I think this list is fascinating.
Yeah. Let's get a little bit more upbeat and also worse somehow.
Yeah.
Here on a Friday. We'll talk about that next. Kansas City, sixth in the nation for bad drivers. I'm talking to you, Sharon, not using your turn indicator. That's next.
Okay, we have a new report. This is out of abc10.com of the cities that have the worst drivers in the U.S. This list was created by measuring aggressive, careless, erratic, and reckless driving, inexperience, and disobeying traffic signs. Consumer Affairs did this. They ranked the top 25 cities based on their list of 327 cities.
Having lived on the East Coast a little bit, I was shocked by this because I don't think it holds up. we'll talk about that, right? So the main cities on here, number one is Memphis.
Uh-huh.
Then Knoxville, Tennessee, right? Mm-hmm. Then Waterbury, Connecticut. Okay, Waterbury. Oh, if you're driving through Central Connecticut, just... You just drive a little bit faster when you're going through Waterbury.
It's also, they say, the only northeastern city in the top 40.
Which is insane.
On this list.
Aurora, Colorado.
Okay.
All right. Tucson, Arizona. And then number six is Kansas City, Missouri. For worst drivers in the country, Kansas City, Missouri.
Here's what they say about it. Kansas City has tripled the nationwide rate for deaths involving speeding. With a rate of 10.63 per 100,000 residents. They say even with this, Kansas City ranks high among cities with the least amount of traffic. Everybody got that? Like right. we despite having not a lot of traffic, we have still a lot of,
that makes
way more than our share.
That actually makes sense though.
Yeah.
Because if you live in a place with a lot of, say you're Chicago or Boston or New York City, You live in a place with a lot of traffic.
You would expect
you
there to
go
be.
Go fast enough to die.
Yeah.
You can't speed. So there's not a lot of, and you're constantly expecting people to be pulling out in front of you and be cut off and things like that. In Kansas City, we have this constant on the highways, especially with construction, constant stop and go where you're slowed down, you're crawling, and then all of a sudden, oh, go! Now you get to go 90 miles an hour. So I'm not surprised that Kansas City has a high traffic fatality rate. That doesn't surprise me. I do think that this list is flawed because it's yeah. saying it's the worst drivers.
Right.
It has right. nothing to do with the people.
Right.
It has to do with the way our roads are set up. We're speeding.
We're speeding enough to have more fatality wrecks.
Right.
So we're reckless.
Right. But anywhere that people can go fast, they will go fast.
Right.
That has nothing to do with like anything specific to Kansas City. We just have more highway miles per capita than almost any other city in the country.
Right.
So of course we're going to speed because we can.
San Bernardino, California is number 7. Billings, Montana is number 8. And again, and it's got to be a similar thing as with Kansas City because Montana is nothing but open roads. And mm-hmm. so they say Billings has almost tripled the national rate of fatalities and ranks the 3rd highest for fatalities involving speeding. Yeah, the old wives' tale about Montana is that there aren't speed limits. I mean, there are, but that's what people used to think about Montana is that you could just go.
Who's going to enforce them?
Right. Yeah, and it's such a big state with so many miles that I think you can go quite a ways and not get caught. Number 9 is Miami Gardens, Florida. Number 10 is Charleston, South Carolina. I was looking for a city in Iowa to be in the top 10 because to me, Iowa has the worst drivers I have ever experienced ever, but right. perhaps not by their metrics. You know, their metrics are things like issues with speeding and aggressive and careless driving and erratic and reckless driving and inexperience. I think people in Iowa just don't pay attention to anything but themselves.
I will say that despite the stereotype, I think Kansas City drivers, and it's been here for almost a year, so it's starting to sink in with me, I think Kansas City drivers are actually much more angry than even Boston drivers. And that's probably because in Boston, you just accept it. You're just everywhere you go, it sucks.
Yeah.
Like everywhere. It's just, if it,
like
you know,
here, we expect it to be better.
Right. If you live in Florida, and or you go to Florida for vacation and it snows, you're going to be pissed off. But if you live in Alaska and it snows, you'll be like, well, that's what I get for living in Alaska.
It's
just expected. So on the way home yesterday on 69, they're doing some construction, as they always are in 69 South. And they had a lane shut down, which, of course, results in our favorite topic, a zipper merge. And I was doing what you're supposed to do and was in the left lane, driving past all the idiots who decided to just get into the right lane as soon as they possibly could and slow everything down. And as I'm driving the left lane, this car decided to drive out in front of me and block the lane. Blocked me and the 3 or 4 people behind me. And a couple of things occurred to me. One, if I were to hit him from behind, then it would be my fault, even though he pulled out in front of me.
Right. Yeah.
But he was straddling the dotted line. So his big truck tried to block me, straddling the dotted line. At that point, if I hit him, and I looked this up when I got home, if I plowed into him, that'd be on him. Because and by the way, you guys should know this. If you were one of these superheroes out there deciding to block the people from using the unused lane, because you think everybody should get over into the lane everyone else is already in because you're a conformist at the same time, then you should know doing that is illegal. And if you get hit doing that, the cops are not going to ticket the person who hit you.
Yeah.
They're going to ticket you for blocking that lane. So anyway, I never saw anything like that in Boston. There were zipper merges. We manage them fine.
Uh-huh.
It's here that somehow people are like, no, that's impolite. And I'm going to show this person that they shouldn't be using that unused lane, even though KDOT, MoDOT, every DOT says that that's what you're supposed to do.
913-586-7798. How do you feel about this list? Real quick, we can go through. Number 11 is Murrieta, California. I could not for the life of me tell you where that is. Mobile, Alabama, the North Charleston, South Carolina, Lubbock, Texas, Birmingham, Alabama, Chattanooga, Detroit, Odessa, Texas, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Dallas, Texas. That's the top 20.
Dallas doesn't shock me.
No, me either.
That should be higher.
Yeah. It's also the biggest city on the list, if I'm not mistaken. Biggest city in the top 20.
Well, I wonder if that factors in as far as like per capita statistics are concerned, because if you have, you know what I mean? Like more fatalities, but a smaller population, then also, per capita is going to look worse.
Dallas is really spread out. I mean, try driving through Dallas sometime. That is a maze.
I've actually never been to Dallas.
Oh, yeah, don't.
I refuse.
Don't.
I just drive Skip around. It.
Go somewhere else.
913-586-7798. In Kansas City, we are sixth for worst drivers in the country. Is that well-deserved, yes or no? 913-586-7798. We'll talk about it some more coming up on Middays here on KMBZ.
What city has the worst drivers in the country? We were talking about this list that puts Kansas City in the top 10.
From the text line, 913-586-7798, people were a little bit miffed that Kansas City was sixth. 9213 says, sixth, have you driven the Grandview Triangle at 515? We're top three. That's being nice. Also from the text line, not buying it. Our problem isn't drivers. It's lanes ending every 800 feet and then mystery potholes that literally could have first and last names. That's what I was saying. I don't think it's the drivers necessarily. I think it is. And I think this is true about a lot of things, by the way. I think a lot of us are products of our environment and like speeding like we do in Kansas City wouldn't occur to most people living in Boston or New York or parts of Chicago or Los Angeles. Cause they just can't, you just can't, like, you can't go that fast. And if you start opening it up, then you go over a hill and all of a sudden there's another traffic jam.
Yeah.
God, have you ever driven through Atlanta? For God's sake, like it's around every curve, there's another traffic jam. So I think that's it. It's that we have, our roads are too damn good, guys. I've been saying it for years. We need to have worse roads.
So I was driving on 71 Highway northbound. I don't know where I was going, but it was earlier this week. And I witnessed somebody was trying to change lanes and like didn't check their blind spot to see if there was somebody there. And they hit the front driver's side corner of this car. You know, you're going 55, 60 miles an hour. And it jarred me. I mean, I was just merging onto the highway and that jarred me to see it to the point. And then the guy took off, like hit the guy and just kept going.
Yikes.
And I tried to speed up to try to like get the license plate number, but the guy took off going really fast and there was no way that was going to happen. That's happened to me before a couple of times where I've been at stoplights and the guy hits the gas behind me too fast and just hits me and then takes off.
That is yikes. Yeah. That's not happened to me. I remember one time I was at a stoplight. This is when I was much younger, but I was a pizza driver, and somebody hit me from behind, like just tapped me, but like jerked me back.
Yeah.
And I got out of the car, like all pissed off, like, God, what did you do? And look at the bumper, and there's like a small dent. Mm-hmm. And I look in the car, and it is the two scariest dudes I've ever seen in my life. Like, and it was, there's something more intimidating about two very large guys who look like they should be bikers.
Right.
Like with the like leather vests and stuff, but they're in a Toyota Camry. Like that's what they were. They were just like glaring at me like, what? And I was like, ha, we're
just saying
good.
Hi.
We're, oh no, it's just a little dent. It'll buff right out, buddy. You know, problem. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So I don't know if we do some more of that, like back to the anger thing. I don't know if that's has more to do with it.
I don't know. Why would we be more angry here?
We shouldn't be.
I don't think. I think that it's again, product of your environment. Like, we, you know, why do we have more shootings here? Well, guns are easier to get here.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Why is it? Why do we have more traffic fatalities from speeding? Well, you can speed here. You can't do that necessarily everywhere else.
Yeah.
And it's a combination of you can speed here, and unlike Montana, there's actually people around that you can hit.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, I don't know. With the solution to it, I don't know. Lower the speed limits. Put spike strips out randomly.
Raise the fines. Mm. I mean, that doesn't maybe. Hurt. Sometimes raise the fines.
Maybe, but I don't even know what the fines are. I don't know what they are currently.
Me either.
I don't know. Just start taking people's cars away.
Go higher.
That.
Yeah.
Coming up, Jace Hansen was sentenced. If you don't know who that is, we're going to remind you. We're here for you. Talk about it next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.